It's a very important day in Melbourne today. Almost 100,000 people will flock to the MCG for the annual Big Freeze event today, in part to pay tribute to the late former AFL player and coach, Neil Danaher. The former Australian of the Year died last month, but is being remembered for his tireless advocacy to find a cure for motor neurone disease. Among those paying tribute today is the Governor-General, Sam Mostyn.
I am somewhat controversially going down the slide into the ice bath. Some might say that lacks dignity, but my response is simply that Neil Danaher, when he was Australian of the Year, asked me to do this, and I've spoken with his family, and as Neil would say, play on. So I'm playing on. And I think about the dignity that Neil showed us in his managing his disease over 13 years, one of the most terrifying and horrific ways to end your life. And yet he made it all about dignity and showing up and about how we can always be better. And I'm turning up today to pay honour to Neil.
That's the Governor-General, Sam Mostyn, will also be taking part in the Big Freeze event at the MCG, paying tribute to Neil Danaher and his fundraising efforts for motor neurone disease, which have raised more than $100 million for research. Today's event will also feature former NRL player Jai Arrow, who retired from top flight rugby league last month after also being diagnosed with motor neurone disease. Mike Schneider is the chair of Fight MND, a charity which raises funds for research, which was co-founded by Neil Danaher. Mike, welcome to Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much, Sally.
Tell me about the contribution that Fight MND has made to research into this condition.
It's been an absolutely remarkable journey over the last 13 years. As you mentioned, Neil, along with the late Professor Ian Davis and Pat Cunningham, founded Fight MND fundamentally to raise awareness and also much needed funds for research into what causes MND, how we can help people living with MND live for longer and with better quality of life and ultimately find a cure for the disease so that it's definitely in the rear vision mirror.
Tell me about the event today, and it'll be particularly special only weeks after the loss of Neil Danaher.
Yeah, today's going to be a really special one. I think, you know, when you look out at the MCG, it's going to look very similar to years gone by, but it's going to feel really different. The absence of Neil, I think, will weigh heavily on everyone, but I think it's also a really great opportunity to celebrate his life. The aim of the Big Freeze is twofold. One is to bring a bit of fun and laughter to something that's pretty dark and pretty insidious. And I think Neil, you know, was always had a fantastic sense of humour, and he always wanted to make sure that, you know, as he sort of lived his life, he kept that sort of focus there. But it's also there to sort of send a message that we want to freeze MND in its tracks and you know, fight the beast in the way that Neil wanted us to.
Any expectations being placed on what can be raised today, Mike?
Look, our all-time record at a Big Freeze is $20.1 million. We're hopeful that we'll be able to go past that. The generosity of the community through purchasing beanies, the support of government, major corporate sponsors and, you know, high net worth donors has been fantastic. But, you know, ultimately, you know, the beanie itself is just a symbol of hope to the whole MND community that says that, you know, we're out there supporting you, we see you and we're fighting with you.
This fundraising efforts and the kind of way that Neil Danaher was able to get this fight into many people's thinking, what's that meant for people who've been diagnosed with motor neurone disease since? To have seen Neil Danaher the way that he dealt with that diagnosis, but providing some sense of hope and momentum to try and figure out some kind of cure.
Oh, Sally, I think it means the world. You know, there's between 2,500 and 3,000 Australians living with MND today, and every day, unfortunately, two more Australians are diagnosed with the disease, and unfortunately, two lose their life to the disease. So, you know, when people can see that there's hope, that's the thing that's sort of driving them forward. And I think, you know, at this point in time, unfortunately, there is no hope. If you're diagnosed with MND, it sadly is a death sentence with a life expectancy of just 27 months. So to know that the whole community right across Australia is getting behind that community means the world to them, I should say, and is something that's very special.
Mm-hmm. So the Big Freeze has been happening for 12 years. For those who are out of particularly the AFL loop, this means going down a slide into icy water. What difference has it made?
Oh, look, over the journey, it's helped us to raise well over $115 million. It's raised awareness. It's positioned FightMND as the third largest independent fundraiser into MND anywhere in the world, and really positioned Australia, and in particular Melbourne, as one of the sort of leading centres for research into this horrible disease.
How many people have you got going down the slide today?
We've got a number going down the slide today. I think there's about 10 or 11 going down the slide. What's really special this year is we've got Dr. Josh Saunders. Josh is going down as our first community slider. He's actually been doing a power of work out in the Ballarat community for many years, taking on his own sort of crazy capers every year to raise awareness and funds for FightMND. And it was fantastic to have the opportunity to run a bit of a competition this year, and his contributions really shone through, and it's going to be a fantastic day. As you noted from before, we've obviously got the Governor General.
You do.
We've got a number of football players and netball players and celebrities, and I think it's all a bit of fun, but it really does speak to the importance of keeping awareness on, you know, motor neuron disease and supporting the community. And today in particular, it's going to honour Neil's incredible contribution as well.
You heard Neil speak many times and had conversations with him yourself. Of all of that, what stays with you the most of what he said to you and what he taught you in the community?
We were texting each other in the week or so leading into when he passed, and you know, his last two words and his last message to me were play on, so we're definitely going to do that. But the one that really stands out to me is, you know, he's saying that when all is said and done, more is said than done, and I think that really resonates. You know, he was very much a man of purpose, a man of drive and determination, and he really walked the talk. He really delivered on that proposition. He didn't just talk a good game. He delivered on that, and he inspired that in everyone around him, definitely the team at FightMND and our board, and we're very determined to drive that legacy forward.
Well, Mike, best wishes for this event today and with the associated fundraising as well. Already more than $115 million has been raised by FightMND. Thanks so much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
That's Mike Schneider there, a chair of FightMND, one of the organisation which was co-founded by AFL coach and former player Neil Danaher.